Into sports.
20 yards out, Urs to shoot. Don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
Then get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah. No, I'm...
Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? Get a slap?
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your app store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
All right, welcome back to Off the Ball, 53106, the text number. I'm delighted to be joined by one of the best hurlers in the country. Keane Lynch is with us. Evening, Keane.
Hello, how are you? How are you, man?
I'm not too bad. You're an ambassador for the National Dairy Council's Everything Starts With Milk campaign. Are you a pint of pint of milk before a match, man?
Yeah, a glass of milk a day keeps the old doctor away. I think that's what they say, isn't it? So, delighted to be a part of it.
Great. How have you been over the last couple of months?
Sure, grand. I suppose, like everyone, we're no different. We're all just taking it day by day and just doing a little bit. I suppose getting out, getting a bit of fresh air, going for walks is kind of as exciting as it gets. But I suppose these times you've kind of realised what's important, and the small little things mean a lot to us all now, whether it's getting out, meeting someone for a coffee within your radius. You know, so these little things kind of keep us all going.
Staying within the rules for inter-county players is going to be very important over the next few weeks. We've just been talking about the Dublin situation for the last half an hour, and it's probably going to cast a shadow over all the inter-county teams as to what players are doing. What have you been doing over the last few weeks as Limerick players? It's obviously not even, it's still only a couple of months since you won the All-Ireland.
Yeah, well, I've been kind of just fattening myself up, I suppose. When the winter comes, I try and put on as much weight as I can, because it tends to fall off me very easy. But I suppose we're no different to anyone else. We're all just mad to get back, mad for a load, but trying to do everything right, I suppose, as individuals, and trying to stay in as good shape as we can, and I suppose training away on our own, going for a little jog down the road or poking the ball out the back is hard enough. And I suppose it tests your mindset and tests everyone's mindset to try and keep going. But come here, it shows how grateful we are for sport when it is back. And I suppose looking at the rugby and the soccer the last few weeks, it's given everyone a bit of a lift, you know, something to talk about, something to look at every kind of week. So sport is huge.
Has it been frustrating in any way watching the rugby and the football being able to return, yet the GAA didn't get its elite status, so you still have to wait another couple of weeks?
Yeah, I suppose like we just have to be patient, you know, and I suppose a lot of us are still living at home, living with our families, and have different kind of setups at home. So it's difficult, I suppose, within a professional setup. It's probably a lot easier for people to isolate. So for us, we're just taking advice from the GAA and from the government and NPHET, and trying to do everything we can to get back in the safest and the best manner for all, and to be able to have an enjoyable summer, not only for ourselves as players, but for people and for the supporters and for the kind of GAA community, because it means a lot to people, and you see that over the last few months.
Did you get a sense of it, of what it meant, that All-Ireland final win, to the people of Limerick? Because you think back to a couple of years ago and you couldn't but get a sense of it. They were literally on the pitch with you celebrating. They were there every moment for the weeks that followed. This time around, it's been such a different scenario, and so quickly after the final, we ended up in the situation where the country's closing down again. So even I remember the morning afterwards talking to John Kiley, and hopefully early in the new year we'll be able to get everybody together in Limerick and properly celebrate. That hasn't happened. How have you found this time talking to people or getting that sense of achievement and what it meant to the people of Limerick, even sitting at home watching you deliver on the day?
I suppose it's totally different, really, if you compare and contrast 2018 to 2020. But Joe, it was kind of not seeing the supporters in the stand was something we kind of got used to as the championship went on. But just to see the support from people virtually by text messages, phone calls, by little letters sent to the house, and even going to the local shop, just the massive joy it brought to people. And I suppose over the last year, people have felt the pinch of COVID and the knock-on effect of it, you know, the lack of, I suppose, kind of getting out and socially meeting your friends and family from far and near. And I suppose the GAA was a great way to kind of give people that sense of hope and sense of joy. And I suppose for our own families as well, like, it's probably the first time for a lot of us that are parents and close relations weren't at games and weren't at matches, and just for them to be at home watching on the telly while we're above in Dublin, and coming down the road, arriving home late at night, and just see him waiting up for you and seeing what it means to the Limerick people and the people of Ireland in general. You know, we were just blessed and lucky that we got over the line, but for every county and every supporter out there, it's special to see how much the GAA means to people.
The photo of yourself and your mother Valerie from 2018 when she hopped over the barrier is one of those great GAA moments. Have you heard how she was when the final was on this time round? Is there any video footage?
No, I think they all split up watching the game, so they don't end up going mad at each other. But no, come here, it's, as I said, it's a contrast. You know, in 2018 you had everyone up there nearly, and you're seeing people come down the bus and arrive in Limerick to the massive homecoming, whereas now after the game it was just ourselves as a team and group coming down the train together and coming home, arriving home at your home house. You know, there was no big, massive night out. Everything was done above board and according to the guidelines. And I suppose it was different, but it was nice, you know, to come home and to be able just to have a chit-chat late in the morning with your parents and the brother and sisters, just about general stuff. And it goes back to that word I always use, it's perspective, like how something like the GAA and like sport can give people such a lift in a time where it's hard to get that lift, you know?
Yeah, and I think Jack McCaffrey summed it up brilliantly 12, 15 months ago after Dublin won the All-Ireland, where we talk about sport and its role in life and how actually, for so many people at a certain time, it can be so important. And you probably got a sense of that in the weeks afterwards then with the various letters you were getting, that even though they weren't there and even though there's much bigger things going on in the world right now, what Limerick were able to achieve meant so much to them and maybe got them through a day. The joy of it all. Was there any messages that stood out over the last few months?
Yeah, like there was, come here, there's loads. I suppose if you ended up talking about them all, you'd be here for night. But it's just basically just to have that, us as individuals and as players to be able to go out and represent your club and your county is a huge honour in itself. But the knock-on effect it has, and I don't think we realised it until after this year, knowing how much, I suppose, what we did as a team and as a group, what it did to people that might have been struggling or might have had their own little things going on that didn't have the support. And just to be able to, I suppose, even write a letter back or reply to a text message just gives that people a lift. And I suppose we all kind of have bad days. We all have days where things aren't all rosy. And it's nice just to be able to take a step back and realise that there's plenty of people out there willing to reach out and willing to give a hand, you know?
Mm. Have you had tough days over the last few months when you're a Limerick curler, you're an All-Ireland winner, it's meant to be a bed of roses, you're meant to wake up with a smile on your face every day, but listen, for young people in this country, for people in their 20s, life is very different, it's not what it should be. How have you coped with that? How have you coped with the more difficult days?
Yeah, I suppose, like, we wouldn't be human if we didn't have bad days, and I suppose that's life, you know, it comes with the highs and lows. And I suppose you get up in the morning some days and you might not be feeling the greatest, or you might have no bit of motivation, but I suppose every morning we wake up and can get up out of the bed is a great morning. And I suppose going for a walk is something that has kind of kept me going over the last few months. And I know it sounds so simple and sounds so basic, but just getting up, turning the old headphones, stroll down the road there.
What are you listening up to?
Yeah, it could be everything and anything now, from Finbar Fury to a few bootleg remixes, the whole lot. So depends on the mood. But as I said, we all have felt the pinch at some stage, but just trying to find that patience. And I think we all just have to stay patient and keep doing what is right, because there's a massive light at the end of this tunnel if we all stay on the same track.
Yeah. Have you watched back the All-Ireland final?
I actually didn't. I'd be too nervous to watch it, even though it's past tense. But
oh, really?
I haven't. Yeah. I'd be afraid watching it. But no, I've seen clips now, I think the week after we had it on here at home, and I'd be kind of in and out watching it. But I suppose it's the memories that live on in the mind, and looking back in the game in your own kind of individual manner is kind of, it's nearly harder to watch it on the telly because you're nearly nitpicking everything. But no, I haven't got the time even, I'd say.
We're unfortunately tight on time, Keane. We'd love to chat to you a little bit longer, but you're going to be back in training in a couple of weeks. Hold firm until then, after everything we've seen over the last 24 hours. How excited are you actually to get back into that scenario where you're there with the teammates again, where you got that routine, that bit of focus back into your life?
Yeah, I suppose I say every player out there is mad for road and can't wait to get back. And I suppose playing the hurling and playing the actual game itself is a bonus, but just get back, meet the lads, get out onto the pitch and just have a bit of crack, have an old laugh, poke around an old ball. It's something so simple that we wouldn't have thought we'd miss so much, and it's only when it's gone that you realise how much you miss it. So I suppose we can't wait, but as you said, just be patient and hold firm and things will be good.
Keane, great stuff. Hopefully talk to you again soon.
Thanks a million.
Keane Lynch there, an ambassador for the National Dairy Council's Everything Starts With Milk campaign. We're going to take a quick break. We've got the football show coming up. We've got Stewie Byrne. We're going to check in with Rafa Honigstein as well.
The OTB Podcast Network.